You're right.
I wasn't being accurate. You're right. Sorry. It's an articulated cry as opposed to a So, but we have to fine tune this a little bit. So, Mem Gimel, Vina, Etzema Dovish, Tzaki, Datke, Belomilin. That which the Etzem of Tzaka is that it's without words. The Chayru who loved Datke, Belomilim, Legamre. Doesn't mean without any words at all. The Gemara says, the Steinish, Etzel Shmuel, Ksiv, Tzaka, Vetzeliyahu, Tfilo. The Yesh Rebim, Shetzeliyahu, who I insert Tzaka, Anene Hashem, Anene, Loshen Tzaka, who. But he said, "Anei no Hashem anei." So there were words. But my word is mashmois tefila, and it's mefarish sichosay, mefarish inyan b'kashosav. The inyan of tefila is where you explain and you articulate and you clarify exactly what your request is. But tzaki hu shetzoeg bli yachreidim lefaret machshavosav. He just can't explain. He can't explain what's going on. V'ein b'zeh nafkemina im tzoeg b'kol poshet k'sheifa. Or shetzok aneini. Makes a difference if he gives just an unarticulated scream or if he says aneini. At the end of the day, he's not articulating and explaining what his bakasha is, because he just can't. The common reality that a person, because of the deep bitterness of his situation, is unable to open his mouth to daven for tefillah. Sometimes it's because of the enormous pain and the brokenheartedness. Sometimes it's because he feels very distant from Hashem. And he feels unfitting to be able to meet karev to the boy. In both cases, he stops to meet palel. Pay attention to what this is similar to. Marshal echad shemachapes matmon shel snapirinon. What is that? Sanpirinon. Sapphires, diamonds, and he's digging here and he's digging there in order to find the treasure. In a yellow mocker, Shadoma Kasha called Kat. A shiny Eichelim called Tambushumaifer. He comes to a place where he's digging and digging, the ground's just too hard. He can't make any impression. He's trying and trying. The rock's too hard. He can't dig here. So he goes somewhere else. This is just too hard. The pick, the spade he's using is knocking on something hard. He just can't get through. So he goes somewhere else. What an idiot. The San Pirion Atzmoy. You've just hit the treasure. Up to now, the ground you've been digging and digging, you've been able to make holes. Suddenly, you get something that's too hard to get through. What do you think it is? That's the treasure itself. Don't go from there until you work out how you're going to dig out this treasure and bring it home. If you've got to the situation where you're in so much pain, there's so much brokenheartedness around you, that you can't even open your mouth to tefillah because of the tzar, you've just arrived at the treasure. That's the time to scream. I can't explain what my problem is. It's too hard for me to even begin to describe it. So you scream. You scream or you say aneini, but even without aneini. That's the beauty. That's the depths of this tefillah called tzaka. You get to the point where you just ani lo yochol anymore. I can't daven anymore. And achinam, you just found the treasure. Now the time for tzake. Okay. Let's go a little bit further. As I said, these are not watertight, isolated categories. They overlap a lot. The Yishma Elokim is Na'akosom. Hashem heard the Na'aka. Who translates Na'aka properly? Let's see, anybody know what that means? That is the art scroll Chumash. Translate Na'aka. What? Can't you? Crying. That's Bechi. Hashem heard the afflictions. He didn't have to yell them, he saw them. Groans and moans is Na'aka. But we'll see. Not so posh. Na'aka, whom are the cause of Yishmael Akim is Na'aka Som? Umafarish Rashi over there, what's Na'aka? Tzaka Som. So fun, so just put this back in the category of Na'aka of Tzaka. What's it doing here? Venera de Na'aka, ain't loshen tfile be'ikro. Na'aka on the surface doesn't appear to be loshen tfile be'etzen. He's groaning and moaning and screaming because of the enormous suffering. It's a whimper, a moan, a groan that comes on the back of enormous suffering. He's moaning, he's groaning because of the avoidus perach, or because of the tzoro, or because of the yisurim. Even if he's alone and there's no one to scream to. That's the natural tendency of a person. Nenach venenach. He gives a breath, he gives a clutch. He's a moan, a groan, he's groaning, he's moaning, whimpering. It's not directed or aimed anywhere. The Chayit Mashmoy is a pasuk. Na'akas cholel lefonov. V'amnam chazal sh'omru lanu. Sh'zeh ha'loshen milashonis ha'tfilu. Chazal tell us that this is a loshen tfilah. Doesn't sound like a tfilah. It's just an undirected groan and moan. Tfilah, you would expect the mashmois of tfilah, whichever the loshonis of tfilah you want to use, it's directed at a share. This is not directed anywhere. So what's it doing here? Avach Chazal megale lanu ששם אלוקים is נעקוסם מפני שנעקה אל השם. So one second, is it undirected or it's aimed at Hashem? ובזה נסגל לנו יוסוד גודל בעבודת התפילה ובשעה עבודת השם. There's an enormous secret lurking here. Principle in avoda and in tefillah in general. Sorry, tefillah specifically in an avoda in general. Shenaka shehidov etivi ubeetzem rak naakas kaev. That even though naaka is a natural thing, that's what we do naturally, without too much philosophy. And it's a groan of pain. It's a scream from pain. Aval pikein yoichel la'adam lechaven anaka. Shetoh, what's it? Shetiyeh el Hashem. They printed this very badly. Terrible printing. Until Schwartz spoke it. Shana kashit el Hashem, haynu she'atzak ha'gedoy la'azoyz, yechovenu betfilo levakosha ka'adam ha'mevi ka'ev v'tzerose el chavayre. In Achinami, there's an unarticulated or an articulated groan, a scream, but it's not aimed at anybody. Because that's the natural tendency of any creature when he's in pain, is to moan and groan. The Chiddush of Chazal is this is a Loshon Tefillah. That means you can take that groan and direct it and aim it somewhere. Like you're complaining to your friend, you're groaning, you're moaning to a friend. In a Rei Manu, Shetbiya Kodesh Baruch Hu, Veteva Habriya, Shemisha Yeshlo Yisurim Tzoik, Baal Kocho, V'shelom Yitzoynoi. Wired into the system, into the Bria, that when someone has Yisurim, he screams perforce without Ratzon. You can barely stop yourself from doing that. Ramosha Feinstein was able to do that. We have no idea how he did that. No one here can tell me how he did what he did. You know what I'm talking about? A famous story, yeah? Somebody slammed Ramosha's hand in the car door and he kept quiet because he didn't want to embarrass the person. You know the story? Ramosha was going somewhere. And he got in the car, and one of the Bochrim that had escorted him to the car slammed the car, closed the door, and they drove off. A while later, he asked the driver please to stop. He opened the door and he took his crushed hand out of the door. He needed surgery on his hand afterwards. Okay? So the driver was shocked. Why didn't you scream? Why didn't you say anything? He said, I didn't want to embarrass. No, close the door for him. How would he feel if he knew that he touched my hands? Now you explain to me how you do that. I have no way of knowing how you did that. Because if I warn you that I'm going to hit you over the head and I don't want you to cry, maybe you can do that. But he didn't know this was about to happen. It happened. And his natural physical reaction, instinct, is to scream. And Ramosha's natural physical instinct is not to embarrass somebody, and that overrides the scream. You show me how you do that. No idea. He'd refined himself to the point where he was able instinctively, again, if you warned before, maybe you can do it. There's no warning. You get your finger gets caught in the door, you scream. It's a natural instinct. You know, the doctor taps you on the knee with a hammer, your foot goes up. Hey, malasot. He got to the level of refinement where another person's embarrassment overrode his natural tendency to scream without him working on it. Because you don't have time. Your hand gets crushed in the door, gets crushed in the door. You can get a 2-minute warning. Ah, listen, I'm about to smash your hand in the door. Try not to scream. Well, you know, the dentist says it's going to hurt, you know. This might hurt for a few seconds. So, you know, you brace for the moment. There was no warning. The natural tendency wired into the system is that when you have a pain, you scream. And you can't hold back. Well, come on. Revolving dvarim shehid biya kodesh baruch hu ba'adam u'b'kol ha'briyos n'shem n'mezik. Many things that are kodesh baruch hu built into the system that prevents damage, that prevents animals and people from getting damaged. Kach gam ha'tchuna ha'zois letz'aik ba'eis tzora. You've got one that's not messed up, but yours is messed up. I'm just being mine that's not messed up. When a person screams because he's in pain, so it generates rachamim in those that hear it, and they come and help him. Cold tzaka shebo'olam in essence is a tzaka of tefillah. Shereka shechosa lemishu inyan ma o ko'ev lo, when a person's lacking something or he has a certain pain, harei b'metzius, מהוס הצער כהי למי שאישה והשאו ושלו, שישפיע עליו למולס חסרינו. The tzaka is to somebody that the wealth and the shalva belongs to, sheyashpia alav lemalis chesroinoi, that he will provide him with the chesroino to fulfill his lack. Bava bishelo tomid yodei atzik mihu ma'u amakoa ze, avol betiven shel dvarim peula zuba mehusa hi kamir lemakor atayv. To put this in other words, there's no atheist in a foxhole. The biggest atheist, when the bullets start flying, he screams and he shouts, but he knows deep down, even though he couldn't explain it, that's aimed at a higher power. That's aimed at the Boro Olam. He's screaming to something. Nimtza shekol tzaka shebo olam b'mahusa amitis. He pe'ula shel tefillah. Every scream. Deep down, if you scratch the surface, it's a pe'ula shel tefillah. V'zeh asher shama kodesh boruch hu b'tev kol be'eria la'atzila l'refoiso. Then Hashem put into the whole bria. Shekashe hu tzoekes, when he screams, ha'kodesh boruch hu chash le'ezrosoi, shebe'etzem kol tzaka alav hayim. At the back, at the bottom of every scream, is this concept that it's aimed at a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu responds. Bamna mashi nim nisnaka ben lishoynes atfilot. This that this naka is included in the lishoynes of tefillah. The sort of inyan who should be koicha shel ha'odem lechaven b'dayto atzarko yisraelu lehedya alav yisboruch l'tfilin. What you've been taught here, that this narco, this groan that just sort of crawls out of from inside of you when you're in pain and seems to be undirected, what you've been taught here is you have the ability to take that tzarko and to direct it to Hashem in tefillah. Moshel ma dove doime, lama Hashem esaprim, ala kodesh ochbor be levovich, schuse yogan aleinu, kusha yeled, hako oviv al eila maise, she osa kederech yelodim. In the good old days, where it was still permissible, or we knew how to hit our children, so they grew up normal and didn't become what they become today, he got a punch from his father, the Baruch Be. So he was crying. He got up. He started davening mincha. He got a punch from his father. He's crying. So what do? You phone the cops. Or you sue your father because he hit you. You call social services. He got up, took a sit, and started davening. Shalom aviv. Now you're davening in mincha? What are you doing? Either way, I'm crying. Anyway, I'm crying, right? And that's el bechir zele tefillah. Might as well use the crying for tefillah. If anyway you're crying, why not use it for tefillah? The Baruch Be. Vehi tapela. Livnisboina, if that's the right word.
Livnisboina,
yeah. Yeah, Nifla got. Vuhu Nifla, Livnisboina.
Livnisboina.
Livnisboina. Van Hogan Nifla, she stadlalem, she lord taitsi mi piv tzaka leshov. If anyway you're screaming, if anyway you're crying, why waste it? Use it for tefillah. Use it for tefillah. Chaval that a scream should be wasted. Dovot. There's nothing better than that. You're in pain anyway. You're crying anyway. Chaval not to use it for tefillah. Shebe'emes hademois v'anochois hativiyois habos aleinu b'al kocheinu v'yisora hem yalumim u'margiloit yekorim ma'od. The tears and the groans, the natural pains that come upon us. Perforce, when you have a moment of tzora, Shem brings you a moment of tzora. It comes in the wake of that tzora, tears, moans, groans, crying. Those are diamonds. But kama min ashtusu la'abed avonim yekoros v'shreis eidu l'lor kol to'edis. What a waste. To take those precious diamonds and not utilize them properly. To let those tears drop onto the ground instead of taking them and sending them to Shamayim. To tear open the Shari Shamayim. You're not just bringing Shefa for you. You're bringing Shefa to the whole world. Vamri Chazal. Ava pisha sharim tefillah nalu. Sharei demois loy nalu. The Shara Shemaim are close. And so chumam beis amigdash. Very hard to get your tefillahs through. But a tear, a kretch, a scream, a tzakol, goes straight through. A person's in tzar. So anyway, he's groaning and moaning and crying. What are you going to do with it? Just moan and groan and cry and kvetch. Use it. Alav lechavan lahakdish tzakos elu shabein kachen yotzos. Either way, you're going to be moaning and groaning and crying. As directed, aim it somewhere. El Hashem, sheyelachtzeu mitzaroisov. Shabemus voimek mitzios and hein gaguim v'kisufim u'bekoshes Yeshua mekodesh bolchu. Because at the depth, if you'll dig deep into those tears and those cries, you'll see there a yearning, a deep burning yearning, and requests for Hashem to save you. So don't just cry, don't just scream, don't just moan. Aim it somewhere. Person got a bit of understanding, will start habituating himself in this. I shall call tzah, shekoiro, any tzah, start to the littlest things. There's nothing too small for Hashem, even the little things, start with that. Obakol pam sheshomei al choylo osen, ulotoyva hashmur. You hear about somebody who's sick, you hear about something that happened, you hear about, doesn't matter, you walk down the street, you see somebody with a walking stick. Anything, you know how many things, if you keep your eyes off, open, you know how much suffering you see just walking in the street. Send a tefillah up to Hashem straight away. Chaval to take precious diamonds like that. Treasure houses. Kargosh etza, feelings of pain, ubekoshes letoiva sheyicholim likvor laper kitre shel melech hamalochim. Whatever that means, you can glorify and decorate the crown of the king. Kamoshamu Chazal al tefillas beis Yisrael. That's where Chazal described the tefillas of Klal Yisrael. You're putting diamonds into Hashem's keter, whatever that means. All we have to do is take what's happening anyway. Reboch Bey got a punch from his father. Okay? It happens. So he's crying. He got to go into his room and wet his pillow, feeling terribly done in by his father, terribly resentful. Or he could have taken a sit on David Milcha. We have those opportunities thousands of times every day. You're just half awake. Half awake. Your ears and your eyes are working just a little bit. You have thousands of opportunities every day to take that and turn it into a tefillah. Tefillah katsara. L'shoascha kivisi Hashem. Hashem, help this one. Help that. An ambulance goes past. How many times a day you send ambulance? Ambulance is good news.
No.
Could be.
There's a woman about to have a baby.
But she's also a sakana. So say a short tefillah. It is a given an ambulance Hashem should bless him with a refuah shleima b'toch shachoyim Yisrael. 10 times, 5 times a day. You know what? You know, it's gold, gold and diamonds. There's a tzar there. Somebody's in tzar. No, chaperon. Gevaldik. The plane goes over. What did you say? The opportunities for somebody's even half conscious. Thousands of opportunities a day. To just say, to aim it. To sit down and look at your personal situation. This kid, this problem, this issue, that grandchild, this shit off, this chinuch. This chinuch. You're not terrified about the chinuch of your children? No one's terrified about the chinuch of their grandchildren? Their great-grandchildren, wherever you're holding in life? Plenty to cry about. Don't waste it. It's precious. That's the message, I think, what he